So many of the objects we interact with nowadays run on programming and are designed with an exact purpose in mind. We don't typically think of living things as falling into this category, but more and more, scientists are programming and designing living cells and even whole organisms. This area of research is called synthetic biology, that's all about figuring out how to engineer cellular armies that can be commanded and controlled. Cells trained to search out diseased tissues. Cell assassins that put out hits on other cells. Sounds cool, right? But in reality, nothing is that targeted and exact.
It's somewhat limited because those cells, they don't know spatially where they are in the body. Are they in a tumor? Are they in the liver? Are they in the pancreas? So, you know, they might try to figure that out based on molecular clues.
That is Dr. Mikhail Shapiro, a professor of chemical engineering at Caltech. Their lab had already been doing a lot of work with programming cells to create tiny structures called gas vesicles. They're basically just little air bubbles surrounded by a hard shell of protein that then float around inside the cell.
They have a fascinating origin. They basically evolved as flotation devices for photosynthetic microbes that live in water and need to float to the top of the water so they can get enough sunlight.
But recently, they had the idea that maybe they could use these vesicles for other purposes. Namely, by using ultrasound to intentionally burst the bubbles. They use bacteria that were engineered not only to make gas vesicles, but also to home in on tumors. In the Petri dish, it worked. Their next step was to try inside an animal. This is where the ultrasound aspect really pays off, because ultrasound can be used and targeted to a very specific location in the body. It basically makes up for the lack of cellular GPS mentioned earlier. So they took some mice with tumors and then injected some of these bacteria into their bloodstream. And they saw?
The bacterial cells kind of go different places around the body, but in most of the body, they get eliminated by the immune system, except in the core of the tumor, because the tumor is an immunosuppressive environment.
Basically, they were using one of cancer's key traits and adaptations against it.